Part of any athlete's story is statistics, and when Chris Herron, who was a great high school basketball player in Fall River, Massachusetts during the early 90s, speaks to youngsters, he trots out a heck of a stat. He talks about how at one point while he was in the NBA, he was spending upwards of $20,000 a month on Oxycontin, heroin, and various other narcotics. He lays that on the kids in part because during his glory days as Massachusetts High School Player of the Year and McDonald's All-American, most of those kids hadn't been born. They don't know he played part of a season at Boston College until he was suspended for drug use, and then at Fresno State, where he also tested positive, and then for the Nuggets and the Celtics until drugs shut down those opportunities and relegated him to brief adult stints with teams in China, Turkey, and elsewhere.
I don't think the kids know who I am anyway. I don't think that my basketball career was ever that successful for them to know who I am. They know me more for what I do today than what I did playing basketball. And I think that just comes from trust, transparency, and honesty. And I think that's what the kids respond to.
And when Chris Herron speaks to groups of kids and to older athletes as well, which he has been doing for several years now under the auspices of the Herron Project, they do respond. One of the first places he appeared after achieving sobriety was South Dartmouth, Massachusetts, at the invitation of his former high school teammate, Jeff Caron, now the athletic director for the Dartmouth Public Schools. Then, as now, Herron's message included an honest account of his own self-destructive behavior.
I was a drinker. I smoked pot, but I always said that's where it would begin and end. Cocaine, I was scared to death, and I said, I'll do it once. And that one try lasted 14 years.
Jeff Caron remembers how effective that message was.
And there was no focus on anything other than him and his story. This is 6 years ago now. He was closer to his playing days, and the number of kids lined up to see him afterwards. But it wasn't to say, hey, I saw you play. It was, I'm ready to quit. Here's my drugs. I'm an addict too. Crying, sharing. I wasn't prepared for that.
Chris Herron recently spoke to a group of junior high school students at the Reggie Lewis Center in Boston. At one point during his presentation, he noticed two boys talking together. Maybe they were even giggling. He looked at the boys and asked them rhetorically if they thought there was something funny in what he was saying. And then he asked them to think again and mentioned three of their contemporaries who hadn't thought enough.
Three 14-year-olds have been buried in the last year from popping pills.
There's nothing cool about speaking at a school and looking at children who just buried their best friend.
Among the chroniclers of Chris Herron's basketball triumphs and wasted years is sports columnist Bill Reynolds. He remembers being concerned about Herron's future in 1994 when some of the most successful college basketball coaches in the country were wooing the high school star.
Calipari was there one night. Jim O'Brien was there from Boston College. So after one of those nights, we're driving around. It's a rainy night. And I said, Chris, you know, I said, what are you doing? Why don't you just pick one? It was, you know, the whole process was becoming kind of drawn out. And he says, Reynolds, he said, I wish there was a University of Fall River. And right then, I said, but there's not.
Reynolds has written two books about Herron. He's helped him financially from time to time, and he has tried to remain his friend and ally since Herron was a 16-year-old phenom and into the days when his addictions included cocaine, heroin, and various other opiates. It hasn't been easy.
He would show up periodically at the Promise Journal where I worked, and I would walk him around the building once in a while, and there'd be tears in his eyes. And he said, Reynolds, you know, my kids are in the dark. There's no heat. The TV doesn't work. What am I supposed to do? And what do you say to somebody like that?
Fortunately for Chris Herron, a counselor he met during one of several stints in rehab did know what to say, or more likely, Herron had reached the point where he was willing and able to confront the circumstances he had created.
A guy told me to play dead. He said, you know, you should just vanish, disappear, tell your kids, you died in a car accident, have your wife, explain it to the children, and live your life and let them be. And I've been sober since he said that.
Having found his way to sobriety, Herron felt compelled to tell his story. His presentations include a video with highlights of his basketball days with Fresno State, the Nuggets, and the Celtics. But the more powerful moments in the video describe his addiction and its near-fatal consequences. As his longtime friend Jeff Caron says, these days, the basketball career and the wreckage of same is merely a way for Chris Herron to get the attention of a young audience.
If you listen to him, and I believe him when he says he's making a greater difference in people's lives having gone through that than he ever would have playing basketball.
As his opportunities have grown, Heron has found himself addressing not only youngsters, but pro football teams, Major League Baseball teams, and NBA teams as well. Boston Celtics head coach Brad Stevens, who was present at the Reggie Lewis Center the day Heron spoke there, first met him at a fundraising event and feels the pros, perhaps especially rookies, should hear his message.
Those guys are just big kids, right? I mean, they're barely older than some of the high school groups that he talks to. The idea that he's standing up there talking about it is very redemptive and really inspiring, because here's a guy that clearly didn't live all the years the way he now wants to live them, but he's telling his story so other people can learn from it.
Asked afterward about the impact of Chris Heron's presentation, one 13-year-old boy said his stepfather drank too much and his biological father was on drugs, and that Heron had encouraged him to avoid both. That wouldn't have surprised Heron, who has witnessed more dramatic responses.
You know, I see kids crying. I see parents sitting on the side of a 19-year-old boy who's in the middle of nodding out because he's high on heroin and the mom wants him to hear the message. I've seen quite a bit over the last 4 years doing this. And, you know, the beauty of this story, in my opinion, is that there is a whole lot of struggle, but there's a whole lot of hope. Kids might not get it today, but maybe some boy or girl 15 years from now remembers the speaker that came to their school.
To view photos of Chris Heron in action as a basketball player and as a public speaker, please visit onlyagame.org.